this holiday season, you get a yearning for chestnuts roasting on an open hearth. A visit to Curtain Call Theater in Latham might satisfy you. There's no open hearth, but the comedy Charlie's Aunt is certainly a theatrical chestnut. To offer but one example, the premise revolves around the dilemma of two men, Jack and Charlie, who are forbidden to entertain their loves, Kitty and Amy, without a female chaperone being present. The rules in 1892 were no female guardian, no visitation rights. When Charlie's rich aunt fails to arrive on her visit from Brazil, the two men convince a friend, Lord Fancourt Baberly, to put on a wig and female clothing to pretend to be Charlie's aunt. Surprisingly, the work is not as fragile as the plot suggests. While most of the comedy comes from the cross-dressing conceit, it gets a little more complicated as the older males start to court the phony aunt, who, of course, is really a male. The concept gets even more tangled as the real aunt shows up. Since no one knows her, she is able to conceal her true identity, and the situation becomes even more complicated. Granted, it's not a farce Molière would be proud of, but for Boulevard Company, it's pretty amusing stuff. The play is heavy in exposition, as new scenes are used to explain every new plot twist. It makes the play slow-going in the first act, and too frequently stops the action during the course of the play. However, once the work finds its gate, the farce becomes a pleasant couple of hours of theater. It works because of the smart direction of Chris Foster, who respects the work by not letting his actors behave in an overly silly manner. Farce cannot work unless the characters believe the situation. At Curtain Call, they not only believe, they fully commit to the importance of the proceedings. If they believe, the audience cares, and even these trivial problems become funny. This is especially true for Nat Bennion, who plays Baberly. He is effective as the phony aunt because instead of playing slapstick, he starts as uncomfortable, and the more he's accepted as a rich widow, the more he starts enjoying the situation. He grows with the role, and in a play in which stakes are constantly increased, his portrayal grows as well. Indeed, most of the cast is true to the characters they play. The younger performers are more droll than funny, as they concentrate on mannerisms to establish the humor. The older men are more exuberant in their performances. George Falou works very hard as Kitty's guardian, Spedigue. Sometimes too hard. His greed and insincerity are so blatant, the character becomes more of a heavy than a comic foil. Patrick White plays Charlie's father with unbridled energy that is fun, but distracting. It's not that White makes a bad choice. Indeed, he's often funny, and his energy is welcome. However, because Foster directs the rest of the cast to be sedate, White's is a solitary performance, which, at times, makes it look as if he is in a different play. Frank Oliver's set opens the small Curtain Call stage so that it comfortably accommodates 10 characters being on stage together. However, the lack of furnishings on the bare-bones set detracts from what should be the mood of shabby elegance for this period piece. Beth Romaine's costumes are terrific and almost rescue the lack of visual interest in the production. The Curtain Call effort shows why Charlie's Aunt has endured for 123 years, but it also indicates why it is infrequently revived. Charlie's Aunt is at Curtain Call Theater in Latham through December 19th. For tickets, information, and schedule, call 877-7529. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.